America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, of course, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. At the top, we love to kick it around with talk radio news. None better than our pal, Victoria Jones. Victoria, it's the IRS mania that has slammed into Washington, and it's reverberating across the country. I'm talking about specifically, did IRS agents in D.C. or elsewhere target the Tea Party? What is the latest that you're hearing?
Well, the latest that I'm hearing is that IRS officials at the agency's Washington headquarters sent queries to conservative groups asking about their donors and other stuff. And also officials in the El Monte and Laguna Niguel offices in California sent similar questionnaires to Tea Party affiliated groups. So it wasn't just Cincinnati. This is what the Washington Post is reporting. And Lois Lerner, who oversees tax-exempt groups for the IRS, told reporters on Friday that the actions were taken by frontline people working in Cincinnati. So this doesn't seem to be the case at all. Also, the Post is saying that details of the IRS efforts to target conservative groups reached the highest levels of the agency in May 2012, far earlier than has been disclosed.
Wow. And so, I mean, this is it. Everywhere you look, it's all about everybody's sounding off about what happened and what's going to happen and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But even I saw something about the president just being neutral. You got to be neutral because what's he going to say about this? Obviously, the White House kind of in the dark on the specifics, right?
Right. Now, President Obama said in the press availability with British Prime Minister David Cameron that I was at today that he learned of it in media reports on Friday and has no patience with it.
Oh, wow. So that's
He was really outraged. I mean, he said, if it's true, then that's outrageous. It's contrary to our traditions. I've got no patience with it. I will not tolerate it.
Oh, okay. There you go. So that's advanced even more. He's not saying, you know, remain neutral, and he's saying, I won't tolerate it. And there you were with David Cameron, the British PM. What's the idea of this meeting with England? Just one of the normal kind of fare, like, okay, we come over, you come over. Let's talk about a whole agenda of things. What's the conversation mostly about?
Well, it seemed, and you couldn't really tell from the direction that the questions were taking because the journalists had their own particular agendas.
Yeah.
But I think one of the primary issues on the president and prime minister's agendas was Syria and trying to get this peace meeting or this brokerage meeting or whatever they're calling it going between the Assad government and members of the opposition, which also involves Russia. And they were hoping to get it going by the end of May, but it looks like it's being pushed back to June.
Yeah, all right. There you go. One last thing. John Kerry, I was just reading something about this, that his brother is going to join the cabinet. Did you hear about that?
I heard his brother's going to join the cabinet, but I don't know what he's going to be doing.
I guess supposedly Cameron, Kerry, someone just literally while we're sitting here talking, shot me a note on this that he is going to be the acting Secretary of Commerce. How about that?
How about that?
Well, you know, nepotism, it's politics. It really spreads in politics.
It really does, doesn't it?
It does. We just didn't have the right connections. That's the problem. Well, if we wanted to have those, if we wanted to have those connections, I guess. So, Victoria, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, talking about the IRS debacle, it's crazy. You know, there was like 55 questions plus that the IRS grilled at least one Tea Party group because they went through all the questions after waiting and waiting and waiting, demands for names of donors and volunteers and, you know, clearly, this isn't, this is a Republican hardcore issue, because the Democratic folks are pointing it out, too. There's no way around this, you know, having these questionnaires that come years after you've got, like, the Richmond Tea Party, for example, because that was one of the first ones, after they applied for tax-exempt, you know, status, and this demand for the grantors and insisting to identify the volunteers, which is something that absolutely does not happen when you're talking about nonprofits. So they started to scrutinize more nonprofits, the Tea Party types anyway, obviously closer than the others. So what was that about? And clearly you can see it because the documents are showing this. So the IRS is having a really tough time here. And in Washington, they're saying they knew of this practice as early as 2011. But the White House is, you know, we were just talking about with Victoria, that's the, where it gets interesting. Did they learn about it really just last month, or what was the scoop there? I mean, they're in deep, deep on this one, very, very much so, because of looking at the, you know, looking at really what others, when you're talking about non-profit groups, what others are cleared for. I mean, in the 3 years since this has happened, when they're looking at 300 of the Tea Party organizations and others that initially were cleared or they're on the waiting list, like the Richmond folks were, the timelines are bogus and screwed up. You know, there's no doubt about this. And I think when, as they pull all these documents apart, it's going to get more and more embarrassing. You know, Victoria mentioned the Washington Post. The Washington Post reported that the IRS apologized for, you know, their practices. Oh, well, apology not accepted. Are you kidding? To get grilled by them? So, you know, because they're scrutinizing, absolutely scrutinizing. There's, you cannot put a political spin on it. They scrutinized over the top these nonprofit groups that happen to be conservative. So now you think about the election, and this is bad. This is terrible, terrible blowback on the Obama administration. You know, it was back in early 2012 that there were a whole group of the Tea Party organizations around the country that refused the IRS's request for what they considered overreaching information and instead asked the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee to investigate. So they were talking about these periodic updates. I mean, now they have them without a doubt. So you got a guy like Daryl Issa, the committee chairman, who's saying that the IRS controversy is not going to go away without some kind of a complete investigation. We're not dropping the ball on this one. And I think it doesn't matter. If you're an American, you know, you don't have to label yourself as any of the popular labels we have out there, be it liberal or conservative that I keep mentioning, because that's the target here was the conservative organizations, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. This is not good news. This really does send a chill up my spine, and I know over the weekend my friends couldn't stop talking about it. We were like at a concert, and they were making jokes and talking about it, saying, are you kidding me with this? And this was a group where some of the people were a little more conservative, and some of the people were Democratic, or would call themselves that. So this is clearly a government overreach, regardless of what you consider to be your political affiliation. It should scare you to death. All right, speaking of being scared to death, messing with the media, wiretapping the AP. Oh, more next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What can only be described, scandal after scandal after scandal, coming from the Obama administration. And I've already gone through this and jumped through the ring of fire five times saying, forget the labels, throw the labels out, right? So as we continue here on America Tonight, you know, the second best show playing was what happened with the AP. And clearly, There was somebody who missed the boat on this one. Hey, you know what? Let's tap the Associated Press. Let's find out what's going, because we are sick of having a leaky boat here. So we need to know who is leaking information to the media. And the AP is getting all of the good scoop on what's happening inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So if they're breaking stories first, certainly somebody is feeding it to them. So why not tap into that and figure out who's doing it? And who would be the wiser? If we're keeping secret information on the Associated Press, is it really going to break? Well, of course it's going to break. Of course it's going to break, right? So the DOJ really muffed this one up. They collected 2 months of telephone records for reporters and editors at that news service, right? And what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go berserk on Eric Holder, the attorney general, which they did. Now, the records included calls from bureaus, personal phone lines of a bunch of staff people. You know, this is unprecedented, I would have to think, on as far as intrusion is concerned, when you think of the amendments and you think of our Constitution. So all these people that weren't so worried about having the Constitution tread on and thinking that, oh, that's just, that's just people that are gun nuts. That's just that Second Amendment. Well, you know, there's some other amendments in here, like freedom of the press. And clearly, this is squashing freedom of the press if you're tapping what's going on. So the records potentially would reveal communications with the confidential sources all the way across the board, 2 months, and in time periods where stories were being broken, obviously, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the leak. And, I mean, it would have to be, because the government hasn't said why they wanted the records, but they were supposedly looking for details of the foiled bomb plot that targeted the plane that came out in May of 2012. So the records from 5 reporters and an editor who worked on that story about the plot were some of those that were collected. So clearly they are trying to find the leak. I mean, whatever they listened to or whatever happened, because you know what the reporters were working on, it's pretty easy to go back in those records and see it. I mean, we have the First Amendment, for goodness sake, for a reason. Going after reporters, going after the phone records, they'd have to have a good explanation. Weren't they watching what was going on in England, how Rupert Murdoch barely dodged a bullet with some of the nonsense that they were doing with his news of the world? So the big news, I think the big news is this. I mean, this is serious interference with constitutional rights. This is a huge case here, how we gather and report news in the United States. And again, whether you're a huge supporter of Barack Obama and whether you're a lifelong Democrat or whatever, the bottom line is this issue is clearly, this is a First Amendment deal. This is a smashing of the Constitution. So what does the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington do? They respond that federal investigators, yeah, we get phone records from news outlets, you know, only after we make what they're calling every reasonable effort to get information through alternative means. Well, what alternative means? We take people back in an alley and we clothesline them and we try to figure out what they knew. So, of course, they have to notify them, supposedly, unless doing so this is what they're going to hide behind, unless doing so would pose a potential threat to the investigation. So, there's some real problems with the law here. If I were a constitutional lawyer, I would take this on in a second. I mean, do we not all make the joke about, oh, come on, they know everything about me, we're tapped, but the flow of information, the free flow of information clearly wasn't there. And that's pretty aggressive. And they've been pretty aggressive, the Obama folks, about going after leakers. Think of Bradley Manning and the whole WikiLeaks thing and going after the State Department. I mean, that kid's still shaking in his boots, right? And, of course, they're saying, well, he put people in harm's way and he's a traitor. In some senses of the word, I don't think they're nailing him with that tag, but that was part of the conversation. So is there privilege that allows reporters to protect their sources? They haven't gone that far in the past, right? Here's what Lieberman has to say. He says, yes, Kate, everyone is tapped. So they just classify everything. That's true. Isn't it so easy? You just classify it. When in doubt, classify it. Classify it. Just smack that classification code onto it. And, you know, the NSA, are they wired into our phone networks to the points of Lieberman? Yeah. I got to say, of course. I mean, I'm not naive. Of course it's happening. But to clearly do that with the AP is really risky. That is really risky, because then, of course, what does this explode into? A big controversy. And I already mentioned Daryl Issa, because he's already had it in for Obama anyway. That's no big secret. But, you know, you have Fast and Furious, and now you have this. This puts Eric Holder clearly in the wrong slot. But, you know, already we know that they can listen to all kinds of things. But if you're talking about a little CYA and covering the leaks, and I got to say that's wrong. I would have to be very critical of that. You know, what are we determining that's confidential? And the bottom line is this, you know, why are the people shooting out the leaks then? They need to check themselves is what they need to do. So, yeah, if I was running the AP, if I was the top dog, I'd be so all over this. I would have absolutely already had a lawyer in the middle of this, which I'm sure they do. This is bad business, absolutely. Hey, speaking of that, coming up on the flip side, he's really fun to kick it around with, especially since he absolutely is no friend of this administration. But Dan Gaynor from the MRC didn't need anyone to load the gun this time with the IRS scandal, the AP scandal, and Benghazi really flipped open the books since September, but heading into this year and what we've heard lately, the three whistleblowers and the arguments over, you know, over Benghazi and whose fault was it and could we have done more and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you're talking about one, two, three, pick your poison, but all three equally bad. I think the thing that's going to end up with some people certainly being scapegoated, but absolutely losing their job has to be the IRS, because that's one you can really crack down on. And people hate the IRS. How many people like the IRS, you know? So when if you're going to talk about the IRS getting in anybody's business, most people in America are going to be a little bit more up in arms over that. Not that we haven't seen that a little bit with Benghazi, certainly, but with the IRS and tapping into the AP records, phone records, yeah, I think that there'd be a couple of people that'd be upset about that. And the fact that the Department of Justice rather tapping into their records to find the leaks, and the IRS targeting the Tea Party is big, because you have liberals, Democrats, you know, people who are left of left saying that this wasn't right. So you got the IRS going after the Tea Party. So let me get these all right. You have who leaked the information. So let's look at what the AP is doing, because how did they find out what they knew? And then you have the third one that we've been talking about, and that fire is still glowing, even though it's getting a little smaller, on Benghazi and why the talking points were all screwed up and what did that do to bungle things. Dan Gaynor in the wings.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased. He's in the wings in our virtual green room. We've had him on a bunch here on America Tonight. Dan Gaynor, he's the VP of Business and Culture at the MRC. You might have seen him. He was on Varney and Company early in the morning. He also, over the weekend, did an op-ed piece on Fox News. And he is just jonesing over the news day that we're having. Part of it has to do with the IRS. And the fact that they supposedly are going after the Tea Party big time, which is crazy. It's a bizarre grab and overreach by the IRS, and I'm putting it lightly. I'm going to turn this over to Dan Gaynor. Dan, your reaction to, first of all, what's going on with the IRS?
Well, I mean, it's incredibly insane. It's the kind of thing you see in third world dictatorships, where, you know, if you're an opponent of the government will use every part of the government, the military, the police, the courts, whatever, against you. And that's what's happened here. And of course, you know, even the government report, you know, or the information we're getting from the government initially is turned out that's bogus too. Oh, there was no politics involved. No one believed that. So now there's a inspector general report coming out, and of course, yes, it says there's political basis. One of the top people at the IRS knew about this for years, and more importantly, knew about this before the presidential election last year. So we have how many scandals from our government where people in our government kept information from the American public because they were afraid it might spin the election. We've got the IRS doing it. We've got some combination of the White House, State Department, and CIA doing it. I mean, can you trust any of the parts of the government? And that's been the Tea Party, what the Tea Party said all along, and the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is no. I like that. You almost sounded like Alex Trebek there for a minute. Yeah, it's crazy, and there's a lot of reaction to this, and I just heard from someone in Washington that David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, in the press availability with Obama, they were saying that Obama saying at that moment that he thought it was outrageous, and, you know, we can't have that in this government, and blah, 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 blah. So that's just talking points, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know why it's talking points? Because if they really wanted to come out with this, I mean, the news report was coming out. So if you're the Obama administration, you really want to get ahead of this. You say, well, we're going to have a big press conference, and we are going to announce at that press conference that we are, you know, calling in a special investigator. We are going to drop the full weight of American government on this agency. We're going to find out. We're going to root out everybody. But you know why they didn't do that? Because I don't think they want to. Because if they start digging here, I think they're afraid they might find some people who are friends. I think they're afraid of what they might find out. Because remember, this is what the left wanted them to do. This is what the New York Times editorialized back in 2012, advocating for this aggressive investigation to 501c4. You know, this is the left's way of reining in the GOP at the very same time they're telling us otherwise. There were five, not four, not three, not two, not one, five different inquiries from Congress of asking about this, and each time the IRS told them that no, nothing had gone on, when in fact the IRS knew that something had gone on, a high-level official of the IRS knew that something had gone on, and guess what? They lied. So there is going, Congress people, left or right, Republican or Democrat, do not like it when they are lied to, especially by people who worked for them.
Yeah, no kidding. You think at the very least, this guy Steve Miller, who's the acting IRS commish, he's going to be the guy who gets the axe or resigns or whatever?
I think Lerner, the woman who did know, I think if I were her, I would have already lawyered up.
Yeah.
I think the chances of her keeping employment are slim. The chances of staying out of jail may be slim.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, from what we know now, clearly it appears that crimes were committed. It appears that there will be possibly a very major class action suit against the IRS for harassment, for violation of rights, etc. It appears that this story will not go away soon. And all the people involved, not just you know, this deputy, but all the people involved could be, you watch Law and Order. You always know when a whole bunch of people are called in by legal authorities,
yeah.
The first people who rat out the others are the ones who walk away clean.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, this is like raw meat to just feed you, but we've been talking about this, obviously, since after it happened. Benghazi, is there anything going to happen as a result of that? Okay, we've had hearings, people are outraged, then even some Democrats initially were. Now that is kind of like, oh, that's just GOP talking points. You think this gets swept away or no?
Well, I mean, I think ultimately the media can't. I said earlier today that the media can't maintain two operational scandals by the Obama administration and that one would push the other aside. However, I did not allow for three. The things you do not do in life when you're pulled over by a police officer, you're not rude to him. Because thou shalt not commit contempt of cop. One of the other groups you're not supposed to commit contempt of are journalists. And so when we find out that the Department of Justice was investigating the Associated Press wholesale to find out, some leaks, instead of trying to go after the potential leakers, they're going after the recipients of the leaks, the press is going to be in an uproar about this. I mean,
yeah.
To give you a hint, a headline on a Huffington Post, yes, liberal Huffington Post, and I think I can get away with this as long as you don't ask me to say what the letters mean, was WTFDOJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. And that just shows you right there. If the Huffington Post is saying that, because what supposedly what happened is they subpoenaed the records that included 20 offices, cell phones, home phone lines. I mean, they were going for the juggernaut here, weren't they?
Right. And so when they're going that aggressively, remember, this is the Obama administration that has been at war with the press since before it was elected. They kicked off members of the press who work for newspapers that did not endorse Obama. They kicked them off the campaign plane. They went after Drudge, went after Fox. They went after Fox a ton. They went after CNBC when Santelli and Kramer were critical of Obama. This is administration that has often been at war with the media, and people have not connected the dots. Remember when we did Spill in the Gulf? There were lefty journalists complaining that they were being denied access. And remember who was in charge? It was the Obama administration. So to find out that not only did their press secretary flat out lie to them about the editing of the Benghazi talking points, but that they're being investigated wholesale. Well, I mean, I think the press conferences, with Jay Carney this week, the press briefings are going to be must-see TV.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you there. I mean, it's like you said, three things in a row, so something has to happen. If you were going to play eeny, meeny, miny, moe, what's the most likely?
Well, I mean, right now, I think the most likely is that each one, it's like three brush fires. Right now, if you're Obama, you are desperately trying to put a fire break in between each one of them, because if all three of them continue, they're gonna merge into one big fire, one big theme that Obama is, the administration is corrupt, they're out of control, etc. So they've got to hurry up and try to see if they can put out one of these. Unfortunately, the Department of Justice one just hit. That's awful. The IRS one is insane, and we're finding out that they lied even when they released the information. So that's worse, because the cover-up is always worse than what you do initially. And so that only leaves Benghazi. So Benghazi is the one that they most, in fact, Obama did today, went out very aggressively after Benghazi. They've got to put out one of these fires, or they run the risk of burning the house down.
Yeah. Boy, it's crazy. So, really, Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, he's just getting bombarded right and left. And if you got these top newspapers now just letting loose, because you can't stand behind that then. You can't just make it a GOP thing, right?
Yeah, no, I think one thing, one possibility, I said this before everything really hit, I said this last week, one possibility get out of jail free card the Obama administration can play is Carney leaves to pursue other opportunities. What that does is it effectively hits a reset button with many in the media. They get a new press secretary gets kind of a grace period. If they're smart, they pick somebody who's straight up from the media. So it would be much beloved by people in the press room. And then they kind of stop the scandals in their tracks. Were I the White House chief of staff? I mean, right now, it's only a question of who you can throw under the bus.
Right.
You've got problems with the IRS, so all those people are gone. Unless they've got ties to people you don't want to throw under the bus, you throw them under the bus. You throw Holder under the bus, because I don't think the Obama administration really wants this problem tied to them. And you hope that you can maybe make some of these things go away.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Dan Gaynor, MRC, thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting day.
No kidding. Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Unload here on America Tonight as we hit that final turn of this hour anyway. Let me give you the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But first, big announcement for America Tonight. Picked up another great affiliate. So excited about this one, too. Spent a lot of time, actually, in this area. It's very, very pretty. 1480 AM, WFLN News Radio. And that's in our WFLN, it's in Arcadia, is our new affiliate, 1480 AM, and they also are heard in Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte, Florida. I love Port Charlotte, Florida, and that whole area of Florida, because the Texas Rangers used to do their spring training there, and I spent many, many, many years in Port Charlotte, and I know all the nooks and crannies there, and at the stadium, I would broadcast the shows, and the people were so, so super friendly. And it's right there in a choice area where you have little bits of heaven, beaches to yourself because it's not overcrowded. You know, like when you go to Miami and there's nowhere. It's just a sea of towels and bathing suits. And it is a really great place to fish and just super, super neat. So I'm excited about 1480 AM WFLN. Yeah, our friend Sarah was helping us out there. But anyway, cool. If you're listening to us there, send me an email, americatonight.net, or shoot me a call, 855-266-5283. I'll have to share some stories from some of the trips I made to Port Charlotte, some of the fun things that actually happened there. All right, one thing that is certainly not fun for the people who occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, it has to be unbelievable right now to be Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, because he's the one that gets trotted out in front of the mics. And, you know, where he's saying stuff earlier in the day, Obama had no knowledge of the justice raiding of the press phone records. That's what they released on Monday, trying to distance the president from the screw-up, I think, by the Department of Justice, because of all the massive amounts of phone records they poured through of the AP, specifically on one terror story and a thwarting of a terror event. And see, to me, I don't understand why they wouldn't want that story out there. I say no harm, no foul in that one in the first place. But obviously, think of other things that have leaked out and how furious they've been because this is the truth. You know, they stamp themselves, and this is the problem when you make a great big pronouncement because everybody's watching. You know, it's kind of like when somebody, makes an announcement that I have the best marriage ever. It is perfect. Nobody would ever cheat. Everything's wonderful. And then some bombshell scandal happens. And I'm usually talking about people here of note because this happens in, you know, in neighborhoods all over the place. But when somebody has a big name and they go on talk shows and they profess how in love they are and how great the marriage is, and then all of a sudden all these crazy things happen, like Tiger Woods and the gazillion women that he fooled around with, including the IHOP waitress where they used to go and eat pancakes, he and his wife. So trying to make a crazy analogy here, the White House said the Obama administration, when they first year that they were in office, when he won for the first term, this is what we're going to be. We're not going to be like the Bush administration and the previous administration. We are going to be so transparent. Man, it is transparency. That is our word. That's what you're going to be able to describe us as. And they've been anything but transparent. And I've said this before, but Ellen Ratner, who joins us on this show and has covered the Hill and the White House for 20-plus years, couldn't be more liberal. She says the same thing. She says, if they could bungle it up, tell you one thing, then say another, that's exactly what they are. So now they're trying to put some distance between the president and all of what's now happened with these AP phone records, which is crazy. So the Benghazi sideshow is just part of this circus. I mean, it really is scandal, scandal, scandal. And it's just a question of how much credibility can erode with this now second term because of this whole talking point stuff of Benghazi, then swinging into raiding the AP phones, tapping into them. And then, of course, the IRS, crazy political persecution, no doubt. And what did the president know here? The White House lawyer or their counsel's office, they say they were informed in April of the Inspector General's review of the Internal Revenue Service really pressing down on the Tea Party people, shutting them out, in other words, the scrutiny. The additional scrutiny that they pushed on groups was well beyond targeting patriot groups, Tea Party groups, you know, whatever. People that had in any way focused had a statement, anything about government spending, the Constitution, or anything to do, I think, with big government. So they're looking into the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. That's a fancy title, huh? And the practices of doing that. So here we go with another investigation. You know what's so sad about this? Who pays for these investigations? I got news for you. You pay for it. I pay for it. The tax dollars, you know how we're saying we're short here, we're short there. Geez, if we could do this, if only we could do this, here's what I would do. Well, forget all that, because this is where the money's going, to have all these committees and distract the people who make the laws even more. The House Ways and Means Committee is going to hold a hearing on Friday. Even Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus said that they're going to launch a full investigation. So this isn't even Democrat-Republican when we're talking about now what's happened with the IRS actions. I mean, this is an abuse of power. There's just no way around it. And that's why, you know, Max Baucus is all over it, because he knows. The gentleman from Montana knows that Americans expect the dreaded three letters to do their job. And this is prejudice, if this is how they were doing their job. So they got to dig deep, and they got to get to the bottom of this. And they're going to scrutinize the IRS right and left. Anybody in the auditing department, anybody in any of these situations, they better take cover, because they're going to put this timeline together. And they have a loose one out there now showing that they were looking into the Tea Party and these groups going back to 2010. But the criteria and the questions that they went after them for and focused on, wow. I mean, I really don't have any words for this. I don't have any great adjectives for this. I suppose ones that, might make you blush a little bit. It's crazy. They're saying that Doug Sluman, who was the IRS commissioner, he said back in March 2011 that specific groups weren't being targeted. Maine's Senator Susan Collins said the IRS activities are chilling. And that was the word that I thought of when I first heard this. And that she was very disappointed that the president isn't condemning this. Now, the president, after he met with the British Prime Minister and held a news conference, as you heard at the top of the hour when we checked in with Victoria Jones, he did say that it was outrageous and that he would get to the bottom of it, and this can't be tolerated in our country and whatnot. The targeting of the Tea Party, the IRS agents in D.C. and other areas are going to have to answer some questions for sure. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.